The flight attendant, credited with saving the lives of passengers on a TWA jet hijacked in 1985, died last Friday. Uli Derrickson was 60 and had cancer. She was the purser on TWA Flight 847, which was commandeered by two Lebanese gunmen as it left Athens with more than 150 people on board. One passenger, Navy diver Robert Steedham, was later shot and dumped on the tarmac in Beirut. The other passengers and crew all survived. They were released in stages over the course of 2 weeks, and many said it was Uli Derrickson who took the lead in calming the hijackers and keeping a very bad situation from getting even worse. Arthur Toga was among the hostages on Flight 847, along with his pregnant wife. They were sitting in different rows at the back of the plane.
In those days, there was smoking on planes, and so the plane took off, and the smoking light went off, you know, as the plane was still climbing out. And at that point, I saw two people running up the aisle, and there was sort of yelling, and one of the guys had a hand grenade in his hand.
They were running from the back toward the cockpit.
Exactly.
And they must have run right by your seats then.
They ran right by the seat, and I was just concerned about my wife, who was sitting, you know, a row behind me, I think, and I just sort of tried to peek between the seats and say, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Now, when did you become aware of Uli Derrickson, who was the chief flight attendant, the purser on this plane?
Right. After a little while, it was a couple of PA announcements where we had to put our heads between our knees so that we couldn't see things and not move, and that I don't think they said it was a hijacking, but they said, you know, we're taking over the plane or something like that. And then she came on and said, hand your passports out or something like that. And it was clear that she was interacting with the terrorist at that point. And, you know, she would walk up and down the aisles as this thing unfolded and try to keep them from hitting us.
How would she do that? How would she try to mediate that?
She would talk to them. You know, she spoke German, and apparently one of them spoke German. And she would say, don't hit them, in a way that was remarkably authoritative given the situation. I mean, I remember thinking, you know, what are you doing?
Did she seem afraid at all?
Oh, yeah. So, no, she was on the edge, certainly. I mean, how could you not be? But I think her ability to pull it all together and kind of assert an authority that comes with being a flight attendant, to me, was amazing. You know, she just sort of inserted herself in a way that seemed to kind of add a thread of humanity into a horrible event.
This flight, Flight 847, started shuttling back and forth between Beirut and Algiers. And at one point, the story goes, when you're on the ground in Algiers, the planes run out of fuel, and she offers to put the charge for the fuel on her Shell credit card.
That actually happened. And you know, she, throughout all of this, was trying to calm us down. And it was amazing.
Is this story true, that one of the hijackers proposed marriage to Uli Derrickson?
Yes. I mean, how do you understand something like that? We're in the middle of one of the most horrific events anybody would experience, you know, between them terrorizing and torturing passengers. And for her to have to keep control over a situation that's on the very edge of coming apart and then have somebody say something like that, it's just amazing.
Well, Mr. Toga, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're entirely welcome.
Arthur Toga, one of the hostages on TWA Flight 847 in 1985, remembering flight attendant Uli Derrickson. Derrickson died last Friday in Tucson. She was 60.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.